Just 2 weeks ago, Italians were euphoric over their soccer team's victory in the World Cup. Then, 5 days later, national jubilation was shattered when its three First Division teams were sanctioned for their involvement in a match-fixing scandal. The punishments have unleashed a wave of protests throughout Italy. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
When Cesare Ruperto, the retired judge presiding over the sports tribunal, handed down the sanctions, Italian TV broke into scheduled programming and carried it live.
Juventus Football Club, retrocession all'ultimo posto in classifica del campionato 2005-2006.
The legendary Juventus, Italy's most successful club, was relegated to second division and stripped of its last two championships. Lazio and Fiorentina were also relegated, while Milan, owned by former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, will stay in the first division but got a 15-point penalty. Several club executives, federation officials, and referees directly implicated in the match-fixing scheme were given various degrees of punishment. The Italian soccer nation is in an uproar. 13 of the 23 World Cup champions are players on the relegated teams. In Turin, a Juventus fan grabbed the microphone from a TV reporter to vent his anger.
This is a huge disappointment because they punished the players. Our world champions, 8 of them come from Juventus, and now they're being relegated to the second division.
Fans of the Florence team Fiorentina went even further. Hundreds invaded the city's train station and sat on the rails. They'd been spurred to action by, of all people, one of the country's most admired film and stage directors, Franco Zeffirelli. He had appealed to his fellow Fiorentina fans to stop rail traffic and cut Italy in half as a protest against the punishments. Even the mayors of cities with relegated teams have joined the fray, passionately defending what they consider their symbols of civic pride. Fans and many Monday morning analysts say the sports tribunal was too tough against the teams and too lenient against the individuals implicated in match rigging. Many fans still hope those sanctions will be watered down on appeal. But not all Italians are indignant. Honest. At an outdoor vegetable market in Rome, vendor Massimo Ciolli says the punishments were not too severe.
Those who cheat have to pay. There should not be any leniency or amnesty. Sports should be clean.
Economist Tito Boeri, who is also an avid soccer fan, says the sanctions are going to be very costly for the relegated teams.
They're bound to lose about 50% of their revenues in terms of TV rights, basically. And also they are at risk in terms of some contract with the sponsors and other contracts related to the performance of the team. Plus, they will have to sell some of the players.
In fact, an exodus is underway. Several of the World Cup champions have already signed up with top Spanish teams. Boeri has calculated that Juventus alone is likely to lose $130 million. The major loss will be rights for pay TV coverage of matches, nearly monopolized by the top teams. Relegated soccer clubs will lose their largest source of income. The owners vow they'll appeal the sanctions, so it's not clear when the next season's matches will begin and which teams will be allowed to play in European championships. Italy finds itself in a paradoxical situation. Major international financial institutions estimate that a World Cup victory adds 0.7% to the winner's GDP, mainly thanks to increased national and international confidence. But foreign observers say those benefits could be wiped out if the country's handling of corruption in soccer is seen as too lenient. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.